That might have been one of the worst technical ejections I'd ever seen in my life. other than somebody like Rasheed Wallace getting just ejected for staring at the ref and shit.
Yeah, like but even just staring, like what the fuck? Like we in a time period now where right. just hit a three, Harlem Shake, go to the crowd, like eat popcorn, like bro. Niggas hit a three, point at you, like
right. I was gonna say, bro, Steph Curry will shoot a corner three, turn around, look at the opposing bench, and then just take off because he know that bitch is going in. He don't get nothing for that. Yeah. They crowd be hype. Shit, the opposing team be hype.
But my thing is like, okay, back in the day, it used to be even worse. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And y'all done took the physicality away from the celebrations and everything. So shit, let us stare down.
Feel like the ref yesterday. I think Dog had a fan duel.
The players can't talk cash anymore. They can't be like, nigga, in your face. You can't say anything. So now I can't even look like what. I just got to shoot and just be fucking straight face.
What is that? One game where it was like Paul Pierce and Joe Johnson didn't do shit but talk shit to each other the entire, and the refs had to like get in between them, like, bro, y'all got to stop talking shit to each other. KD and Westbrook was doing that too when KD was on the Warriors. Like, him and Westbrook was just talking shit to each other the whole game.
I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like that makes the game
better.
That's
part of the game. You like, grow up like that.
I love when I'm watching the game and then I hear like the sound go out because I'm like, yes, they talking shit. Yeah.
Bro, think about some of the golden moments when Draymond was yelling at Paul Pierce and he said, you thought you was Kobe, huh?
Yeah.
Now, they don't love you like that. Like, bro, that was some of the greatest trash talk ever.
Yeah. That might have been one of the, like, I don't fuck with Draymond Green, but that shit was hilarious.
I was like, damn, bro.
And it was also because it was true, because Paul Pierce
definitely thought he was getting one of those retirement ceremonies.
He definitely thought he was one of them people, bro.
Thought he was getting like, that farewell tour. They was like, nah, they don't like you like that, bro.
Look at you. You got us agreeing with Draymond Green, bro. Like, come on, fam. Look at you making us do right now.
Right? You making us agree with Dick Kick Boy. Like,
for real.
Like,
bro, that's why he got Senor
Dick Kick.
That karma coming back to him, bro. That karma.
Man, I swear.
Draymond, that karma coming back to him. Like, dog, you never want to see somebody get kicked in their dick. But, like, bro, like, you was notorious. He was a notorious serial dick kicker. Yep. Like,
no. Oh, my God.
What you gonna do,
didn't know what to say.
I was gonna chime in. That was too heinous. Dog gotta go.
He got a doing.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my God.
Doing. Bro, like, it's just the random shit that be happening in the NBA with stuff like that, that people get, like, They get put on people's jacket. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, remember there was a time where that, like, Chris Paul's jacket was dirty as a bitch. I feel like he slowed down a little bit. But remember, Chris Paul was one of the dirtiest niggas in the game.
Oh no, still is.
Yeah, he still Chris is. Paul, he's still out here doing. He's doing the old vet shit now that he can get away with because he's like,
sleight of hand nerd.
He do a little shit. He be like, they be like, ref. He be like, bro, I've been in this league 15, 20 years.
Bro. I get that.
I get that call.
Every player in the NBA get their dirty player badge after 30. Like, when they hit 30, it's like, all right, you are allowed to do dirty plays on defense dirty and offense. You can do elbows.
It's like when you get the captain patch in the NFL and shit. It's one of the things that they just put it on your uniform. Like, hey, you made it to 30 in the NBA, bro. You got it. You get all of it.
Get your dirty patch.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much where I go.
One of them kind of players, dog.
You get away with everything.
He's one of the people you're going to go up, he's going to like lightly tap you in the ribs and shit like that.
He gonna
like,
poke your belly button and shit.
He one of them niggas, bro. Like, he real handsy, bro. Yeah.
You go up for it.
Christopher Paul.
You and shit.
Man, is his real name Christopher? Like, he liked his name was Christopher. Like,
playing that longest yard basketball.
Oh, yeah. Michael Irvin
special.
Hey, look. We gotta talk about him more too, like about him in that movie. Hey, he was a dirty guy.
What was he doing, bro?
He was mean as fuck, dog. Like, why you doing Adam Sandler like that, dog?
Adam Sandler kept getting up like, nah, bro, that was clean as he was wiping all the blood off his face.
You
alright,
baby? Like, nah, you're killing me.
Like,
here,
you gave me a clear elbow, bro.
The shit that made me the worst most mad though, he was whooping Adam Sandler ass. Adam Sandler slapped the ball out of his hand, called foul, dog.
For like, real?
Bro, that's you don't go somewhere.
That's a foul.
And then you got Burt Reynolds like, that was a bullshit Like, bro, if you don't go somewhere. Remember Chris Rock was like, he walked out.
Niggas beat for Cheeseburger Eddie, dog.
Cheeseburger Eddie, dog. But yo, welcome back to another episode of Off the Clock Sports Podcast, man. Sir. I'm your host, Young Deuces. With me, I always got my man Berkey Streets and Jake Exclusive, man. Sir, and man, a lot's happened in the fucking league, dog. Yeah, shit's been going crazy. I know we wanted to talk about first Lakers right now. They're looking for a third superstar.
Yeah, like, and that's weird, bro. Like, like, fam, like, relax. Y'all supposedly built this team during the summer. Like, and then also, like, what I wanted to talk about is, like, who could possibly be the third that they go after?
That's
like,
what that's what I was thinking of. When you sent that in earlier as a topic idea, I'm sitting here, I'm like, who's, like, a star player that's even that traded out, that's, like, even willing to be traded? Like,
facts.
Because, like, the last one was Dame, that I felt like everybody else is kind of locked up, or they, like, are the star of their team that's not going anywhere.
During the summer, from what I was hearing, they were saying that the idea of Zach LaVine.
Yeah, you're right. The Bulls are so trash in my mind, I'd be forgetting that they're around right now.
That Bulls team might be getting blown up by midseason.
That's true.
The rumor was Zach LaVine, then, you know, DeMar. But from what I'm hearing, DeMar don't want to play with LeBron.
That's fair.
So, but it's like already been talked about since, which is DeMar, crazy, since DeMar got there, that he ain't been happy playing alongside. Nah.
That's crazy because DeMar is from LA. So you would, and I knew he grew up a Laker fan too. I think that was like the highlight.
But also, I do believe like DeMar, he don't want to go into a situation where he can't be the man.
Yeah, because that's true. He didn't got that three left San Antonio. Toronto from San Antonio to Chicago.
I remember when the whole idea of him possibly going to the Lakers, when it was like they had to choose between him and Russell Westbrook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that, the rumor was when he found out, they was like, it's between y'all two. He's like, what the fuck?
Give it to Westbrook.
Give it to Brody. Like, I got to choose. Oh, man, y'all get the fuck out of here.
Brody. I don't hate the idea of LaVine. I mean, I kind of fucked with him even when he was in Minnesota.
But then it's like, who y'all gonna give up? Austin Reeves?
Austin Reeves stopping up.
But also, he's like,
are a prisoner of the moment.
He's got like Jeremy Love vibes in New York with LA now. Like, everybody, like, you know how Jeremy Lin was a little bit with the Knicks? Yeah. Like, that's kind of how Austin Reeves is with the Lakers right now. Like, everybody fuck with him.
That was it, the prisoner of the moment. You know what I'm saying? You have that moment, people are like, Austin Reeves. So,
watch Austin Reeves, like, if the Lakers go ahead and make the playoffs, Austin Reeves have a bad game, get him out of here. We gone.
Yeah.
Well, see, but if the Lakers are looking for a third star, like, that would be the best time to, like, they got to do this fast then.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, before people start really analyzing Austin Reeves and being like, okay, is he really as good as he is?
Oh, it's already happening.
I've seen that.
Like,
yeah.
I've been seeing the comparisons of they like him and Hero. They comparing those two. And they're like, he not as good as Tyler Hero. Like, what did he get paid for? Like, why the Lakers hyping him up so much?
No, the problem is that Austin Reeves is definitely more of a, like, do whatever I got to do for the team. Tyler Hero is like, I got to try to get mine, otherwise I'm unhappy.
Yeah.
Austin Reeves is like, bro, I can shoot 20 shots, I can shoot five, and I'm cool with it.
I also feel like Tyler Hero can't say he's unhappy because he's on the team with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler probably will kick him in the ass, like, shut up.
Yeah, probably.
So now, like, I don't think he on the right.
He's also like, bro, you went from living in Milwaukee to living in Miami now. Like, what you got to complain about?
I don't think
he
on the kind of team where he could actually be mad right now. Like, I don't think, and even if he might be, but he can't say it out loud. Like, he gotta wait till everybody's in the room. Like,
I'm upset.
No, the problem is that with Tyler Hero, for instance, he had that hot run in the playoffs.
Yeah.
What was that? 2 years ago or during the bubble? Was that during the bubble even?
Yeah,
but it was like he hit the that was like his peak, and everybody thought they was getting that all the damn time.
He's hooping right now.
He's getting his buckets. Yeah, he's getting it back. He's
injured last night.
Because he got injured last night.
Yeah, I think they said he got hurt last night. If I ain't mistaken, not to put y'all on time stamp with our shit or whatever, but I know he's out.
Yeah, he's
in. A couple of weeks, possibly.
Because I know he broke his hand against the Bucks last year.
At least 2 weeks right now. At least 2 weeks. So,
and they say, and the rumor report is that this might be worse than what they think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they trying to not give like a full update. Like, but they're just saying a couple of weeks, but they're afraid it might be worse than what they think.
So, do you think that the whole reason why Lakers is doing it is because of the issues with AD right now?
Yeah. But at the same time, I feel like they should have been kind of thought about that, which I think they were. But due to how shit the leagues is looking and how teams, I really feel like, not to go back to our squad, but when the Bucks won, we really fucked up the league.
Oh yeah, we the Bucks. We winning, changed what everybody
the Bucks
believed.
Winning that championship really made everybody look around like, we do not need four of y'all niggas on one team. We this don't. Is crazy.
But here's the. But here's
like, we don't need everybody on one
but
team.
But to what you said, I don't think that the Lakers have been looking to an alternate for AD because LeBron. So right now, the Lakers and like so they're going to listen to what Bron says, right? And Bron has been saying in public and everywhere that this is AD's team. Now it's clear it's never been AD's team, and AD hasn't stepped up. Bron has done everything that he can to give AD the fucking driver's seat, and that nigga he's not stepping up to it. So I do believe that the Lakers probably was trusting Bron. It was like, all right, we're not gonna make any crazy moves because you saying that he's the guy, so we gonna believe that he's the guy. And I feel like now they're like, look at Bron, you listen, I know you want to get out there and play all these minutes, but bro, we can't have you owe this shit. We can't have you play these minutes.
True.
And he's unreliable. We gotta get somebody else.
I think AD has been who he should be for the Lakers, but it's how many times he's done it. I think the nigga he made a glass, bro. Like
the problem with it, I was really gonna say, he's super injury proof.
The man need to drink more milk or something, bro. Like it's like it's his bones.
Get some insurance. Like, well, I don't know.
Dog, it's something.
Drink a damn pee like every once in a while.
I've never seen a fan base so scared when a nigga trip. Like if AD trip wrong, like he tied up his shoe, he just skip a little bit. They're like, oh, like everybody in the arena, like everybody in crypto, like, oh, fuck. Like, bro, like the nigga need to do something,
that's true,
bro.
That's
whatever's happening. I don't know what his offseason regimen is. I don't know how he work out. Like, it's something. He got to do something, but the man can't stay healthy. So I feel like the Lakers should have been looked into that.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good question. Yeah. What does it? Because Bron said he ain't on social media, so we know he ain't spending his time fucking around on social media.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't see him in the club. Like, nah. What do you do?
He with his family, bro. He go to his kids' games and shit.
True. But then you also got to remember, like, these dudes do be tall as fuck, bro. True. Like, you know, I can only imagine, like, me. My bones be fucking hurt, so I can only imagine how them niggas be feeling, bro.
But I feel like if this is if you playing at the highest level, you gonna work so that way you are protected around it.
Facts. Bro, he has the one guy on his team who has proven how to take care of your fucking body year after year.
Bron said he's put an M on his body.
Right. Every year. And you know what? It shows because he's still playing at the highest level at what, 38,
bro,
39?
At some point, you know what? At some point, if I was AD, I definitely would have been like, you know what? I'm going to do
what
a year like Bron.
What you doing?
I'm going to do a year like you, bro.
Help me help you.
Right, bro. At some point.
I ain't going to hold y'all. 6'10", 253 is a lot to be jumping.
That is.
But he's not the only.
Hey, but then Shaq, you can't say that.
that kind of killed, because I was going to say Zion. We saw what happened with him.
What about Shaq?
Like, Shaq killed my argument.
What about Giannis? Yeah. I mean, Giannis don't get injured as much. Embiid don't get injured as much.
Embiid is Mr.
As
Glass,
much.
Too.
Embiid is Dr. Glass.
No, AD is
King Glass.
Yeah,
I got AD get injured more than Embiid, bro.
He definitely senior Glass.
There's tears.
I'm gonna look that up. I'll hold.
Okay.
No, but you gotta remember, at least AD played right away. Like, Embiid came in the league. Like,
he missed his first 2 years.
He came in the league broken. Like,
he missed his first 2 years.
He came in the league like a shell.
He did. So before I want to talk about Philly too. But before we get there, because we also got to talk about. The Bron stopper.
Yes.
The Bron stopper.
My boy.
Hey.
D-Beezy.
The villain.
Yeah. My boy D-Beezy. The Bron stopper. He averaged 30. D-Beezy gonna let him get up 27. The Bron stopper in full effect yesterday.
Oh,
I love
my
is that
God.
Your, is he your favorite villain?
So right like now, you got right him, NBA, it's
Patrick
him,
Beverly,
it's him, it's my nigga Ben, Young Baby. You know
who else on that list of? You got
now.
Draymond, but you know we don't fuck with Draymond.
My boy Grayson.
Oh, Grayson.
My boy, get him out the paint, Allen. You know what I'm saying? Grayson will injure the fuck out of you. He don't give a fuck, bro. He injured the fuck out of you.
PJ Tucker had that vibe.
He won a ring and got a little polished though.
Yeah, he got that.
Crazy eyes, Bobby. Crazy eyes, Portis. Yeah, niggas know the vibes. Nigga beat up his own teammate. You don't stand a chance.
But the difference between Pat Bev and DB stand out the most because of how they talk. Like, Pat Bev, didn't he just recently say, he was like, your favorite player, I was on this team.
Hey,
like,
but you know what's crazy? I would take Patrick Beverly on the bus right now.
I would too.
And I'm one of the people who talk shit about Patrick Beverly. Like, he trashed me.
He trashed.
But you know what's crazy? I will take that nigga.
You want
like
that
right
pass?
Now.
Sometimes you need a pass.
Bro,
you, sometimes you know what happens when every time the Bucks get a the dude who getting people hit, they think they can dunk, and then Giannis come in and swat
that shit. You need that Black Air Force One energy. Yeah. Patrick Beverly is a walking Black Air Force One. Laced to the last loop. Like, because
like I said, PJ was that for us. Yeah. And then once he won,
PJ
he
was
left.
That for us.
We really haven't had nobody like Bobby Portis.
Bobby is like that.
Bobby
was like that during our title run.
Yeah, Bobby's like that. But Bobby, PJ was Bobby's running mate.
Bobby not dirty though.
Yeah,
Bobby is just I beat your ass.
Yeah, he enforcer.
He get that energy.
Yeah,
he not dirty.
He 21 Savage. Like, I beat all y'all niggas ass.
But I beat the fuck out y'all.
I beat the fuck out these niggas.
After looking it up, you got to kind of give it to Embiid.
Embiid? He played more?
So no, Embiid was drafted a year after Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Has played 200 and let me make sure I got it complete. It's 227 less games.
Less games?
Less games. And he was drafted a year after.
Oh, shit.
AD's played 227 less games.
No, more. AD's played 227 more games.
Oh.
He missed, like you said, he missed his first two seasons.
Yeah.
And
he's still almost on his ass.
But you're doing days. How many times have they been injured?
You missed two seasons. That's already started.
But that was one injury.
He also hasn't played more than 60. He's played 60.
I'm not going off of days. How many times have you came back and got injured? That's what I was comparing.
But I mean,
if the
highest you've been played is 68 games in a season. AD has played over 75.
Right, I'm saying if I have one serious injury, but then I'm out for two seasons, but you get injured three times every season.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you are more injury prone than me. I had bad one.
But I feel like AD is injured every other week.
You just go.
If you go to the IR chart on both of these, they both are. Injured majority of the time. It's like they call each other
They definitely are.
They call each other like, hey, bro, you hurt? Yeah, I'm hurt. Yeah, me too, bro. I ain't playing me either. Like, they just be hurt.
They text each other like, you playing tonight? Nah, me neither,
like,
bro.
Man, my fucking back hurts.
So let's talk about Philly. Should they still trust the process?
I'm thinking.
Bro, that trust the process shit was like 8 years ago.
Does the process want to be trusted right now? Like, that nigga, from what I'm hearing, he don't want to be in Philly. Like,
what are you hearing?
Like, they say, like, he literally was kind of saying, they've done everything they could. Like, think about it. All the moves Philly have made, all the players that have put next to him, and he really wanted them to keep Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
I know.
Him watching what Jimmy Butler is doing in Miami, every year he be on Twitter like crying like a little whore.
He do.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Jimmy Butler, like soaking and shit. Oh, look at Jimmy.
It's that.
Oh, my God.
It's that Wolverine meme.
Oh, my God. Yeah, with the picture.
Like, Jimmy, what could have been?
I was last year. Like, bro, you play for Philly. You are no longer a teammate of his. Get off his dick. Like, he was just, oh, my God, Jimmy Butler. Like, bro, get your pennies out of bunch, nigga. Like, dog, relax. Like, get a room. He was just so hot and bothered.
You think there's a way to get into Miami?
Who, get Embiid?
Nah, they won't trade in their conference, like, or in their division.
Man, Miami will trade the whole house for Embiid.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Now, that's one player I know for a fact, like, they drug their feet with Dame because, you know, Dame was probably, like, older and they looked at him a certain kind of way. They will trade the whole fucking house for Embiid. If Embiid comes up and shows interest, Pat Riley gonna
is
get really
that bad this year? Like, are they just down that bad or they? I was gonna say,
they're not bad. Like, this is like beginning of the season, couple games, shit.
But Embiid still don't seem happy.
I mean, yeah, I guess
because you got to think, just because we're having a good start. The thing about him, because you got to think, in the clutch and at the end, Embiid probably looking at long term. He's seeing all these teams building. Because you got to think, most NBA players, like even with the woes that people have at the beginning, most NBA players, they're not panicking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And even if that's your op, you're looking at them like, all right, they may have lost six in a row right now, but they not panicking because thinking
Bulls
about
did.
Yes.
The Bulls had a players only meeting after game one.
Yeah,
them niggas was like,
I'm talking about contenders. I'm talking about contenders.
Contenders.
Contenders. Because they know.
Niggas at the tunnel like, hey, big dog.
contenders know that, like, you know, the turn up happens after the All-Star week. And they, like, you know what I'm saying? So they just, they more so looking at the makeup of the team. And like I said, and B probably looking at the makeup of his team, like, okay, yeah, we can we glue it, but are we going to be able to last?
Are we going to be able to hold on to this?
A lot of y'all niggas are built for the second round. Right. A lot of y'all niggas is not getting out that second round, bro.
I was looking at them numbers that you posted. I didn't realize Tobias Harris was having such a good start to the year, too.
Yeah, but you look at, like, who he's next to. Yeah. Now, if James Harden was there and active, them numbers don't look the same. That's true. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Like, I really think that the whole shit in Philly, it might get blown up if it don't happen in the middle of this season.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, this summer. Because... Yeah. If he don't buy into what Philly is doing, then we all know contracts don't mean shit in today's NBA.
Contracts don't mean a damn thing anymore.
He can walk in tonight and be like, you know what? I'm no longer happy. I don't want to be here no more. Trade me. Yeah. I want to get traded. Like, then shit, what they going to do? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he'll play, but he's still like, you know what I'm saying? Now that they got these clauses for these players, I won't be surprised if some of these cats start playing because they have to, but be out there and be playing like ass.
Yeah.
So then what? Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? Shit gonna go from...
It's gonna get weird.
Embiid, Harden, all them dudes is gonna just be maxi on that motherfucker. They're gonna trade Harris, they're gonna trade Embiid.
Hey, it might be time for them to kind of blow it up and start with some of the young players who wanna hoop.
Well, again, so, but then, like, what does that look like? Intel? Because, like I said, you know, so you asked the question in the group chat, and I wanted to, I want you to elaborate on what do you mean by this. You asked, what does defense mean in today's NBA?
Like... Yeah, like, I'm asking that because I'm like, if you look at the scores, like, literally, it's cash, like, teams are putting up 130, bro.
It's looking like high school games.
Like,
for
in
now.
A game, like, 130 in a game, bro. And then, like, we watch ESPN or we see some of the other, like, commentators and we see, like, some of the cats who do, like, the sports analysis and shit like that. And, like, everybody was talking about defense and how certain teams are so the best defensive team in the league and... You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, Boston, they might have just bought their championship by getting Jrue Holiday. He's the best defender in the league. But then you watch Boston and, like, they were winning, but they went by, like, they had, like, 130 and the other team had 115. You let a team put 115 on you. That ain't good defense to me.
Yeah, I saw the one clip. It was about the Timberwolves game about how they played Boston and they were saying like how the Wolves were playing good defense, but then the clip showed them down 101 to 90-99 and I'm like
that's not good defense.
So and maybe I'm mistaken, but I do remember like teams used to be having double digit average of blocks, steals, back in the day.
Yeah.
Right now, if I'm looking at just to see, and I know it's only been a few games, but right now, like Denver is averaging 8 steals per game.
Yeah.
And six blocks per game, right? Yeah. The highest blocks right now per game is Phoenix averaging 7. Mm. And it's just like, bro, I just feel like, oh no, I take it. So Clippers is at 10. But still, okay. I just feel like the defense is low. Like I said, it's like you said, it's not.
Well, the difference now.
Who's the lockdown defender right now? Like not from blocks, but like who's
the person?
I mean, I would still consider Jrue.
Jrue
is still probably the best on ball defender.
Jrue
in the
is
league.
One. I'm not really too much of a fan, but Marcus Smart is still respected.
Jimmy Butler,
as a defender,
playoff
Jimmy Butler
is
definitely considered a good defender.
Yeah.
Like, there's people who are known for good defense, but I feel like
Mikal Bridges,
he's a good one. I feel like cats really turn it on when they need to.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I really feel like teams are going out there like, look, we're going to just try to shoot each other out the fucking gym.
That's what I was just going to say. That's, like, the modern game that, like, honestly, the Warriors, and well, it was really, like, the Spurs started it back with, like, Tony Parker and Kawhi and all them with the spacing of everything. But then the Warriors added all the shooting to it, and now every team is just trying to replicate. That's why every big is shooting threes now because it's three is more than two.
But even then,
so now it's just every team is spacing now. That's why every team shooting 30 to 40 threes a game. It's like
facts.
Instead of taking the ball to the rim or trying to get to the free throw line.
I'm gonna give it to Golden State. Cause that San Antonio team, like Pop kind of put that defense shit into them.
Bro. Yeah, no, but
that's always been
they were a lockdown team.
No, they were locked down.
That was a fundamental ass team.
San Antonio was the kind of team that'll hold your ass to 78 points a game.
No, but as far as the spacing goes, San Antonio was the one that was really like constant, like ball fake, passing the ball around.
Ball movement.
I mean, there was watching that, what was it, San Antonio and Miami series.
Bro, I used to always say when San Antonio was on their heavy run, I used to always say there's two things that I would never count out in any season. It's Kobe and the Spurs.
Yeah.
Because Spurs used to always, you didn't see no highlights of them. You didn't see them. But they always end up like, wait, the Spurs is in the playoffs?
The Spurs
and
then the number two.
And then
you're
like, whoa,
the
these niggas is killing. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so,
because like the nigga who I always was like never count out is fucking Timmy D. Timmy D fundamental. Fucking Duncan, that nigga is gonna get to the championship.
And you know they always talk about Kobe in Big the clutch, Fundies. But fucking Manu Ginobili in the clutch was just as deadly. Like
also,
we don't talk
about Timmy D as much. I saw the stat and I said, damn, I didn't even realize that. People talk about Jordan going 6 in, 6 out.
Yeah.
Nigga, Timmy D went 5 in, 5 out.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
He only won 2 MVPs, though, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, he won, look at
his era, though.
Kawhi won one.
Like, and that's another thing, too. Like, we can have a conversation of a lot of people talking eras and, like, how Jordan got his and how, like, what would y'all say as far as eras? Do y'all feel like Jordan had the harder era? Or would you look at, like, let's say, like, Kobe is the guy and, like, and Bron era, Kobe era, Jordan era.
Here's what I realized. You can't really talk about the eras like that and compare because the game is so different, right? In this era, you have to outshoot, right? Yeah. That's what you're faced up against. You have to outshoot. In Jordan's era, you had to not only be skillful, but you also had to deal with a lot of physicality. Facts. Kobe's era had probably the most balance of both, where you had to be a volume shooter, but you may get clothesline when you're taking it through the hole, right?
And I would say, even to that point, the only argument I would have to that is it was only like certain players and certain teams that was like that. Oh, yeah. It was so many fucking trash players in the mid late 80s and or late 90s or whatever. Like
that's the era.
Just have clips.
The one dude posted
like a 10-minute video of Jordan just scoring the easiest fucking bucket you've ever seen and just doing commentary over like, oh, this prime 90s defense. Like, and it was just him doing like a pump fake and they fucking run to the basket. He's just like,
all right,
okay,
cool.
Bucket. Or him getting a free fucking pass to the lane after one hezzy and it's like nobody's collapsing, like even like they are today. It's like,
and we got to keep it real. Like Tim Duncan did what he did in Kobe.
Kobe's era.
You know what I'm saying?
The same way Elijah Moore did this shit in the most boring way possible, but it was effective.
It was effective
all the time.
Elijah Moore did what he did in Bone Era.
Yeah. He was,
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like you.
I respect Tim Duncan. I used to love Tim Duncan.
I always had love for Tim Duncan.
He had one of the most boring brands of basketball, but it was effective every night.
They were not fun to watch.
No.
I tried.
They were fun to watch in the later stages. And towards Timmy's later years at the end when they got Kawhi.
Even when Kawhi was there, that shit was not fun to watch.
They were fun to watch in the playoffs.
Pop, literally, I watched like a game, Wimby and them, bro, it's like you close your eyes and blink real quick. It's like Tim Duncan is on the floor all over again, bro. It's like, I don't know how he do it. It's like he gets new players.
You know what the funniest part is?
It's like he assert them niggas the same way, bro.
You
like,
saying that?
Crazy.
My brother literally said the same shit to me last night. He was like, bro, it's literally like watching them all over again.
It's literally the 96 Spurs all over again, bro. You watch them, it's like David Robinson all over again, Tim Duncan all over again,
So what happened with them against the Knicks?
I mean, shit.
Young.
They are young still.
Young as hell.
And I mean, the old moves are going to work every damn time.
Bro, lucky, I don't think I can name 3 guys on the Spurs, to be honest. Because that's just how the team is. It's young.
The Spurs,
young
besides
as hell.
Wimby, the Spurs are literally when 2K. You assimilated through the season.
And now you got 10 years.
You get to season 8, and you just get to see random niggas out of nowhere. It's like, that's the Spurs right now. Plenty random niggas that you've never heard of. They cold, though. It's a couple niggas. I'm like, damn, but he got game. Yeah. I don't know none of these niggas besides Wimby, bro. It's a couple niggas.
Yeah, I couldn't name one
I've heard of. And I'm like, oh, I heard it.
That's why I think the team chemistry is kind of off because, like, they like, nigga, we just as old as you, Wimby, bro. Yeah.
They're freezing about. Like, nigga, I got game too.
Let me cook, dog.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's how this shit goes. Guy been in the league year or two. Yeah. He thinks he got something. Yeah. This young rookie coming in. Like, no, I want to get mine too.
I'm taking all the clout. Like, hello, man.
Nah, I mean, yeah.
But yeah, that was funny, though, seeing them lose to the Knicks. Everybody saying the same thing. Like, oh, y'all, what happened to Wimby? I'm like, bro. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
It happens, bro.
He's still a rookie at the end of the day. He's trying to figure the game out. Yeah. Like,
I feel like they're putting too much on him too early, bro.
Well, it's like all the number one picks, bro. Like, they expect greatness day one. So
but
it's like,
I feel like, but that's what come with, like, that's what
comes
with that. I agree,
it comes with the number one pick, especially in the NBA. Because the NBA is a young man's game.
You go through that timeline of all the number one draft picks, you know, there's some who didn't do too well, but majority of them are ones who insert themselves right away.
Usually most of the number one picks go fucking crazy. Hit, for sure.
So, I mean, like I said, before we jump sports, you know, just giving some Bucks updates. I know we talked about it before we started, but like, you know, Giannis got a small injury and Dame out and everything. I'm seeing people finally being real with like the expectations with the Bucks. I feel like more people are now like, okay, why was we expecting, you know what I'm saying, for them just to run through the league and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm seeing people like they're changing the tune. Like last episode everybody was on some, oh, was it a waste? Was it a waste? And now people are like just being realistic with like, okay, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the difference between this Bucks team compared to what spoiled Bucks fans have been the last, what, 3-4 years is that our defense is going to be middle of the pack, bottom of the league this year. Like every win we get is going to be, we're going to have to score 115, 120.
But that's what we got Dame
for. But we're going to give up, but we're going to give up 110.
And I don't like that. I really feel I really feel like they need to lock down like on some real shit. Like, like we were just saying, defense is really non-existent.
What was the game the other night we played? Detroit. No, it wasn't Detroit. It was the game before that.
Every game we've won,
I think it was Brooklyn, right?
Kind of before,
Brooklyn. We're like, I'm looking at, okay, we won, but the one dude on Brooklyn scored 45. I'm like, bro.
But see, and that's why
they're the only team in the NBA with a winning record that has a negative points per game differential.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Bucks. I figured, because bro, they've been getting, when they lose, it's bad losses. But that's like that Hawks game, game two, got their ass busted.
But like I said, to Bucks, to Berkey's, you know, defense of what he said is like, we need to start putting in pieces, more pieces. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll add, like you said, now that we got the star pieces and everything like that, it's, and the pieces that we need to focus on, we don't have to, again, should it be offense? We need to focus on what defensive pieces that we can add to the team, so that way in the stretch, if we when we need our stoppers, who's our stoppers?
Yeah, you know, and what I'm saying? Might actually have them.
We just haven't seen it yet.
And also, like we've said, or at least I've said, the first two episodes, let's see where the Bucks are in a month.
Yeah,
facts.
We ain't even we're not even 10 games in. They playing what, their 10th game tonight? It's like just let's see.
No,
7th. This is the 8th game.
Oh, I forgot their record. I'm sorry. You're right. I apologize.
So
we ain't played 10 games yet.
So even with that being said, though, it's just like, and this is like the NBA in general. Like again, like going back to that conversation of the defense situation, I really don't like hearing like them saying stuff about like, oh, this team is the best defensive team in the league. Niggas is putting up 140.
Yeah.
Nobody is playing defense right
now. Nobody's playing defense right now.
No, the modern NBA, now is you got to at least score 110. I mean, before like the goal was to always try to get to 100. Yeah. Now it's 100. Bro, it's getting to 100 in the third quarter.
It was a point time where a 100-point game looked crazy. Yeah. Like, they put up 100 points.
So I wanted to interject.
All right.
You guys were talking about how the points per game basically, you know, it's so high right now.
Yeah.
To be fair, it is.
Yeah.
But the points per game just on a 10-year average from 83 to 93 was actually higher. Because this points per game average jump now happened in the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
So even though the three-point jump happened in the like mid-2013 to like 2016.
Yeah. Right when Golden State started getting to get together. Yeah.
Teams weren't scoring like crazy like they are right now.
You're not, because Golden State changed the game.
Fair.
But even the it used to be situational too. Like, all right, you expect your shooters from your one to your three, right? Facts. You may got a four that can shoot, but the one to the three are the ones that you really want to shoot, because your four and five, you really want them to hold down that post. Yeah. Now, if no matter what position you are, if you cannot shoot, you trash. You are ass.
I mean, that's why you see dudes like Robert Garza? He was an NCAA player of the year.
Yeah,
he can't find an NBA team.
Bro, that's crazy.
A National Player of the Year, you can't get on the NBA team.
Imagine averaging a triple-double of, okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting 22 points, I'm getting 16 rebounds, and I'm getting 15 blocks per game. And they like, but you can't shoot that three, though.
Yeah, bro, you can't shoot past 5 feet.
Like, what?
You're not a threat in the outside, bro.
And honestly, most of it is...
paint like Giannis... you don't matter.
Like, even saying, if you can, honestly, they be trying to trash Giannis for not being able to shoot.
And honestly, a lot of it also comes down to if you can't shoot, you at least got to be able to be quick enough to guard the big dudes who can shoot.
Yeah. Facts.
And to be able to guard the pick and roll correctly with your guards in front of you.
That's just crazy.
And that's also where a lot of the big dudes fail is like they can't get out quick enough. Like that's where Jokic fails. That's why they don't put Jokic on shooters.
It went from being like a stretch four was like a special thing, and now it's like a stretch five. Like your center
everything's
down,
a stretch now.
Your center at the three-pointer knocking them down.
Not even that. Your center, bro, your center is bringing the ball up.
Yeah.
That to me is always great. Like as much as I love Giannis, every time he brings the ball up, I cringe. I do not want him bringing the ball up. I hate it.
It's
a new day, bro.
I know it is.
The same way.
Point Giannis is a god, bro. Point Giannis.
It was times where it was like, I think these coaches in the 80s and the 90s, they probably be like, they probably went through like 90 TVs, like watching how NBA basketball is played now because literally everybody live and die by the three-pointer.
They live and die by
that's
the three.
That's why the jump is like that.
Yeah.
Like, and that also comes full circle with my take is, ain't no defense no more.
Yeah.
It's no defense.
Nah, you might
because,
be awesome.
Because like now.
No, because well, especially like, things look, like offensive I'm rebounding live, is I'm basically
live
nothing.
Die, I'm going to live and die by the three-pointer too. So if you going to kill us by three-pointers, cool.
Yeah.
The only people where I feel like people really give a fuck if they like die by a three-pointer against a certain team is Golden State.
Yeah.
Golden State, they would be like, nah, we got to hold these niggas because they really will kill us. Like, we got to.
Yeah.
Like, Golden State is the only team I've seen teams play them until like the last fucking second. Because with that being said, it's like Golden State could be down 20 and still have a fucking chance.
Bro.
Like, no, like,
bro.
They're one of them teams where you really watch them like, nah,
bro,
they
could be down 20 with five left on the clock. That's nothing.
Nothing.
That's nothing. Usually that's a death wish for people. Like, no, you got to grind it out. They like,
I remember saying, like, the last episode, you gotta bury
them niggas, bro. You can't just try to kill them and like, nah, double tap.
No, I remember saying, like, how I don't really watch regular season NBA like that.
Yeah.
That Golden State team, when they had KD on it, it could be a fucking Wednesday night. I'm watching that shit, bro, because they would literally be down 13 with like 5 minutes left and be up 12 at the end of the game.
Yeah, it's like, bro.
Let's bust these niggas ass,
bro. My brother and I used to just text back and forth like, bro, this shit is probably the best offensive basketball we've ever seen.
It was a cheat code. That's why I hated it. It was not fun to watch.
No.
Like, it was cool.
No, it was fun basketball
to
watch.
I enjoyed the Splash Brothers, bro. Splash Mountain.
No, I like the Splash Brothers.
You didn't like when KD went there.
KD.
Yeah.
I didn't like the KD move,
but also, watching it was fun.
But
also,
it felt like I was
watching a nigga on 2K.
He tried to come over there trying to be a villain. Like, bro, KD's ass out of here.
But also, you have to say that KD going to the Warriors was probably the best thing for his career at that point, too.
Of course.
I feel like it was
for best, his
for him.
No, because it depends his, on his skill set was
depends.
Perfect on that Golden
but
State
his skill set
team.
Is like that for any team he goes
no,
to.
No, I agree. Yeah. But it was perfect so for the way that Golden State ran their offense and everything. It was perfect
but
for
that's
his
why I said
style.
It depends on what you were saying for his career, right?
That's
if
what
you,
I'm
if you're going
left,
for like, okay, it's good for his career because he got rings, then yes. But if you're going for somebody who's like legacy and stuff like that, that's still a stain on his record.
It looked bad, bro. Like he's literally
it looked bad from the media.
He literally joined the niggas who jumped him the year before. Like,
that's true. They won 73 games the year before.
Like, all in the club, a group of niggas beat our ass, and then like next time we go to the club, Demetrius with him. We gonna be like, wait.
I don't like that you used me as an example.
I knew he was gonna get thrown out of the bus.
You will be the traitor out of all of us. You will
that
be
is,
the one.
That is a damn lie.
You will be the one. Diggs will definitely be the one. Listen,
that is a damn lie.
Diggs will be the one.
That is a damn lie.
I'm like, oh shit, you're blood now.
That is a 100% lie.
He's gonna walk up and kick all of us little real fast.
Like, for real. That's what KD did, bro. Like, he literally got with the catch.
He definitely joined.
Like,
he
everybody, Russ
joined.
Was so mad, bro. I feel Russ. Russ was mad. Like, no, you really gonna join these niggas?
Like,
no,
out of all the niggas. I agree. Out of all the teams in the league.
You didn't even
at that time, it was 32 teams in the league? No.
30.
No.
30?
Yeah. 30. Yeah. Out of 30 teams, you gonna go to the one. Like, you could have went anywhere else, nigga, but you went to that one.
Yeah, it was a trash move. I ain't like it, bro. Yeah. I ain't like it, bro.
No,
foul,
I didn't like the
bro.
Move, but watching them, it was like, yo, these niggas is unstoppable. Like, that shit was crazy watching them.
And
that shit's crazy.
I loved watching the implode too.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I loved the minute when him and Draymond got into it. And Draymond,
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was a big
because
Cavs
only because
fan
of because it was Draymond. Yeah. Because, you know, I was Draymond was all like, I get why the team fuck with Draymond and everything like that, but
they was too hyped.
Because I fuck with Steph and I fuck with Klay. I like the Golden State Warriors, but I always was like, bro, I do not like Draymond Green on his team.
I never, me neither, bro.
But you know what's crazy? He the heart.
I know he is. No, I understand his role. I give him his props. I just didn't like his character.
Draymond the heart, bro. Like, they literally got rid of, what's the name?
They got rid of two people from him.
Yeah.
Like, they got rid of KD Jordan Poole.
Like, they chose him over Jordan Poole, bro.
Yep.
That's good. Draymond is the rowdy cousin. Like Steph and Klay, they like, we gonna roll with Draymond. We know Draymond be doing some fucked up shit, but that's Draymond. Yeah. Like, we ain't gonna turn our back on him.
Like, all right, like, who gonna fight? That's right. Like, if this shit go down, who gonna fight? Who you gonna rely on? Like, we seen Jordan Poole act. Like, he had his chance to prove that he willing to get with the shit.
Yeah.
And we seen what happened. he got his clock clean. Right. You know what I'm saying?
So let's jump sports, man. Let's talk some football, man. So I know one of the questions that came up in our group chat, I thought was really good, but it was, you know, we talked about the Packers and Jordan Love, and if the Packers get a good draft pick in the first round, ask the Packers GM, do you go after a quarterback or do you let Jordan Love, give him more time to cook? That is the question that we're posing.
Right now, I say you build around Jordan Love.
Yep.
Because you got to follow the what works in the NFL quota is a, I mean, Jordan Love got paid. He got a decent little extension in the offseason, but it's like you, before he really needs to get fucking paid, you build a good ass team around him. Because that's how it works in the NFL. That's why the 49ers are so good now, because Purdy's on a rookie deal. Yeah. When the Legion of Boom was around, Russ was on a rookie deal. Yeah, it's like all these teams are really, it's very rare that a team stays consistently good with a team after their quarterback.
And
got
that's
paid.
What I was just about to say with this topic. It's like, that's, you know, how rare is it for, like, okay, you get the new, and then all of a sudden it's just like, oh, we in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's rare. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's
The only time it really, I mean, the exception to the rule was Mahomes in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I mean, he sat for his first year and then came in and won league MVP. But it's like, he also is built like that, as he's shown.
That chair is
going back again. It's out of here.
That's why y'all got to continue to watch us. Like, our chairs is falling apart. Don't you want to see us with good back support?
Get my boy a chair, man.
Right, don't you want to see us with good back support?
I'm the youngest.
Off the clock. Sports podcast.
My back can handle it.
But I'm gonna say, I'm with Jake, bro. Like, we gotta build, give him pieces. Build that offensive line.
Get
him some help on the line. Give him a couple more years to try to see what he gonna do. But we can't really throw him out so quickly if he ain't got the pieces he need. Bro.
Yeah.
So I say give him a lineman, a really good lineman, a high ranking lineman, a couple high ranking linemen. Go spend some money on that, and then we can revisit that.
I was actually just looking at a mock draft before this last week's game, and it was showing us to have like somewhere in the top 10, and our projected dude is the left tackle from Alabama.
Okay.
And it's like, that's a smart Packers pick. Yeah. Like, take the fucking guy to help Jordan Love. Like, but also, I personally don't foresee the Packers taking a quarterback, even if we end up with a top 5 pick. I don't foresee it.
But we got to remember, this is our Packers. They've done some weird shit.
That's true.
Let's be real.
If the Packers end up with a top 5 pick and they believe in Jordan Love, they'll probably trade back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Packers' move to do. They trade back.
But the last outing was a good outing from Jordan Love, right? You know what I'm saying?
And that's another thing, too. Like, he not trash. Bro. Right. And again, I'm going to always keep on saying this when we talk Packers. I was one of the people who felt like he wasn't the one.
Yeah.
Like, I was one of those people who was saying, like, no, we need the quarterback. Yeah. He ain't it.
Yeah.
He ain't it. I've seen enough, bro. I've seen enough to say, like, nah, it's something there.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, thrown more interceptions than you'd like, but he's also thrown the same amount of interceptions as Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen this year.
And
so it's
also
like,
coming from a fan base who used to fucking champion Brett Favre, we can't say that.
Yeah. Exactly. We have the all-time leader in interceptions.
Favre didn't give a fuck.
That nigga, he just tossed it.
He was the original Jameis Winston, bro. He just didn't give a damn where he was throwing that bitch.
I'm going to wear these Wranglers.
I'm gonna wear these Wranglers with no draws, because you know he wore it with no draws.
If flannels, never iron.
I'm gonna drink 6 beers before the game. Dickie on some Babe Ruth shit, like, for real.
Dickie boots tied tight.
I think the idea would be to draft an O lineman if there's one, if the correct one is available that we want to look for. I know there's some decent O lineman coming out in the draft, because I'm starting to, now that the college football season is kind of midway through, the NFL season, you start to really look at to see who's who. And as much as I love like the quarterbacks that are out here, I just
It's not one. I don't see one that we could be like, oh man, we need so and so.
I mean, we're already. I mean, everybody swore Bryce Young was going to be the dynamic number one pick, no matter what. CJ Stroud out here proving them everybody wrong.
I'm going crazy. So it's Bryce like, looked the bad last game.
Yeah, and Bryce is playing tonight. I haven't obviously haven't
Let's
seen it.
Let's not act like they weren't saying Stroud also could have been a potential number one.
No, I agree. I agree.
He's not like some no name who just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, nah, he definitely not. He definitely not some nigga who just
no. But people were saying if you had to pick, a lot of people were saying they would take Young over Stroud.
It was a lot closer than I think you remember him. Because I was the person who was pushing for Stroud to say he should have been number one. Yeah, I think it was a lot closer than you remember. You making it sound like everybody was just like, yeah, you know, Bryce Young, nobody else. CJ Stroud was right there, right with him.
I mean, he definitely was number two. Bryce was the favorite, though. For sure.
That's
fair. Bryce was definitely the favorite. And I didn't personally, I always saw CJ Stroud as better, as it's proven so far. He's still early in the career.
I thought Bryce was better. That's me, though. I thought Bryce was better.
Fair. He probably
had a better team.
You got to look at those team rosters. That Panthers roster is. But.
Yeah.
Which one? The Panthers? Yes, the Panthers trash. They just won their first game like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. They're one and seven, bro.
I thought Bryce was better.
And that's what I was saying too about the Packers with Jordan Love. It's like we could have so much fucking worse.
Yeah.
We are the youngest team in the league, and usually young teams in the NFL.
It's the worst.
They don't succeed well. And it's like we're not having the greatest season. We're not having a Packers season.
Yeah.
But it's like, bro, we're still not that bad. We've talked about it.
I'm not gonna lie. I expected a two win.
Now everything's up for you.
And we play with the fucking house's money. you ask me, we playing with the house's money.
Bro,
right
I've
now.
Already predicted. So we got Pittsburgh this upcoming weekend in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And then we play. Who do we play after that?
Chargers.
We play the Chargers. That could be a toss up.
We probably gonna lose that Charger game.
That could be a toss up because the Chargers are.
But
still
that Pittsburgh game, we should win.
We should win that should Pittsburgh win. Game. Pittsburgh.
Have you watched Pittsburgh yet?
Pittsburgh is worse
than
us. Pittsburgh is kind of bad
on offense. That defense is hurt though.
Pittsburgh keep a good
defense. That defense is hurt. They just lost Minka.
They keep a good defense.
Offense not that great.
No,
they don't need. They don't need a fully healthy.
You're correct.
No, but okay, Pittsburgh has also gotten scored on quite a bit this year.
True, but at the same time, this is almost a battle of the kind of assy.
Bro, we've already said it. Welcome to the battle of the assy. It's not Packers versus Steelers. It's Matt Canada versus Joe Barry, bro. The worst offensive coordinator versus Packers media.
It's not like the Bears is playing like we trash though. Like let's say. Pittsburgh ain't the best either. You know what I'm saying?
No.
They're 5-3. They're in playoff position right now.
Pittsburgh?
Yes. They're 5-3. But their offense,
the Packers ain't far off either right now.
I don't know much about NFC standings.
We're not far off right now.
Packers are 3-5.
Yeah, we're not far off. If they can get this game and they can steal a Charger game, we in a whole new conversation.
The problem is what's going to happen.
But the fact that we're talking and it could happen.
Here's the worst scenario that could happen for Packers fans, because this is how Packers media goes.
Yeah.
We beat Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, cool, two in a row. We beat the Chargers.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, we fuck it back. Let's go. Yeah. And then we play Detroit on Thanksgiving. In Detroit. Yeah. We're going to get our ass bust on Detroit on Thanksgiving.
If there's any of those games that I'm going to give right now, I tell you, we're going to get our ass bust. It's that Kansas City game.
Yeah.
Now, every other game, I'm optimistic. Like, I've got, it's a little bit of glare. That Charger game. Yeah.
But even with Detroit.
Nah, like Detroit, it's still a fucking Lions.
I get that, but
it's still
like,
a Lions, bro.
It's Detroit on Thanksgiving. That's like their bread and butter.
I agree.
You know, it's still,
but Detroit's
it's still
also
Lions,
got like
bro.
Four or five straight wins in a row against us now.
That's true. But before
they beat us both times last year, and they beat us this year.
So you potentially seeing us going on a 3-1
Possibly. I'm not, 3-1. Hey, listen, I'm not writing that ticket now.
I give us a good chance.
Let's put some hard ones on the table. I don't want nobody seeing this shit and try to inbox me or DM me like, yeah, fuck nigga, no.
I'm going
to
edit it with the graphic. Bergie's tape. 3-1.
Not on duty.
3-1 run.
Not on duty. What I am saying is, out of all those games, the only one I'm willing to be like, yeah, nah, is the Kansas City one. I'm a little optimistic about all the rest of the games.
What about you? Hold on. Before we get it, what are you thinking? These four games. What do you?
Bro, we're going. If we go 2-2, I might die happy, low key. Right.
And you know what's crazy? I'm cool with that too. I'm cool with that too.
Because I honestly don't see how we score with the Chargers.
I'm gonna jump out the window just for content's sake. We getting all four. I'm saying that just
you trying to lose. Just for content's sake,
I'll take that bet too. I ain't betting. I'm just saying it. We're gonna have an unexpected run.
I will say the Packers have played Kansas City well, like the last like three or four times they played them.
As the Packer hater, what are you saying?
Who cares?
First off, I'm not a Packer hater,
bro. You a Packer hater,
but. Goose egg. They not getting any of those.
None. So we got a 2-2, possibly 3-1.
Will Taylor be at the Kansas City game? Do we know?
It's in Lambeau. She's never seen Lambeau.
She ain't coming to Lambeau.
Wait, is she on tour?
I think she might be, because they were talking about Simone Biles was saying that she's for sure going to be at that game.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so she might be.
Okay. Well, we definitely, listen here. Simone Biles over Taylor Swift. Wow, what are you talking about?
That's fair. But we talk about the caliber of they men who play.
If Tay-Tay
in the beat. You know crazy? Is I'm not even worried about Kansas City's offense. We might get that defense word. Is fucking disgusting. Kansas City's defense is nasty.
Tay-Tay starting to look like a bad look. I don't know. If she in the building, we might get that. We might get that.
I'll say this is the first game in Germany.
I'm going to go down to Pato and put a little something.
So here's the thing. She is on tour like every day up into it. And then like soon as it's like she's off all of December.
Okay.
So she coming to that. She's
game. Oh, yeah. Okay. She'll be there.
All right. She'll be there all fucking dolled up.
She might be bad luck now. Man. All right,
so now what we need is we need some real Milwaukee niggas to go to that game and just be yelling at, like throwing them off. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yelling, bro, you know Milwaukee how expensive shit. Them fucking tickets are going
to
be.
I know, but hey, we know Milwaukee people trying to jack it down. They'll spend that money on it.
We got to get somebody in that... That's sweet, man.
To be like, hey, what up, folks? Hey, folks, is that your girl? On the G, folks. So, bro, like, I don't know. I said, I'm going optimistic for 4-0. Did you saying the goose egg? You saying the 2-2?
I say 2-2 and streets with 3-1.
I'm going to say 3-1.
Bergie going at 3-1. We're going to see how this four game running.
And I feel the way about that.
I feel the way about 2-2.
I think that Chargers game
could be a trap game. For the Chargers.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that could be a trap game. Because the Chargers, they defense is ass and they stay hurt all the fucking time.
I feel really good about this Pittsburgh game, though.
I do too.
That's me. I do too. And I could be very fucking wrong. I do too. But I feel good about that game.
All right. Well,
the problem is we have to, it's going to be a low scoring game and we just have to let TJ Watt just only hold him to 3 sacks. Like, if we just hold him to 3 sacks, we might be okay.
All right. We got to get the wins we can.
It's not guaranteed. Yeah, so what I agree. I'm gonna say is Jordan be ready to fucking run.
Bro, just run.
Run.
Just
make sure you condition, drink a lot of Gatorade.
Yeah. The Jets
drink a lot
on,
of Gatorade, a lot of aqua. Get your shit together.
Work on your first step.
For real. I will say, being in person for the first time this year to see Jordan Love to play in person. Our defense was the standout of that game because obviously Stafford didn't play. Yeah. But I think if Stafford played, it still wouldn't have mattered. Like,
our defense
was on one during that game. It was crazy. Like,
they look
everybody
good.
Was playing. I mean, everybody was hyped.
Make sure you share those on our story.
Oh, I got you. For sure.
It looked like they had a good pep talk. Deion was in the locker room or something.
Bro, I mean, I'm talking about they came out with fire from the jump.
The
only thing that pissed me off was we fumbled on the first two possessions of the second half, which pissed me off, including the one that Wicks where he fell and the ball just popped up in the air. I'm just like, bro, there's nothing you...
It was janky. It was janky.
And we went for the tush push, three times and it worked only once. And they call offside twice on when it clearly wasn't. Right. And like the NFL got called out for that shit.
Yeah.
Because like the refs definitely...
Refs all over have been fucking up.
Like,
man.
You let the Eagles do this shit every time. We run this shit the same way same you way. Call yeah. offsides twice on us. And it's like, bro. And like I said before, I listened to the Kelce's Brothers podcast, and obviously Jason is the Eagles center. Yeah. He described how they fucking line up. He's like, it's not the offensive line next to me. It's my fucking hand, and I'm allowed to be in the neutral zone because I'm the center.
Yep.
So it's like, you can't be calling that shit. So it's wild. Because I know they talked about that throughout the league about how teams are getting called for offsides, but the Eagles don't.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, they're running the same formation. It's crazy. Yeah. But
so let's switch up to MLB. You know what I'm saying? So we talked to, in the chat, Brewers losing Craig Council to the Cubs.
Benedict Arnold, bro.
Yeah, so no, you are MLB first, man.
It's been funny watching how people talking about it, dog.
Craig Council done broke my heart, man. He pissed me. Like, so
is it KD to the Warriors?
No, it's not KD to the Warriors.
What level is this? Is this Ron going to Miami?
This is like Favre going to the Vikings.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
But I'm also not mad at Craig Council for going because he's making more money than fucking guys that are playing baseball.
Hey, you can't.
He's making $8 million a year to coach the to manage the Cubs. It's if he leveled up, 40 mil.
If he leveled it up, man, hey.
I think he could have got more money possibly elsewhere, but I don't know if he just had a bad outing internally with the owners.
It was personal.
Because I know the owner of the Brewers, Mark Antanasio, came out and said he felt betrayed, but it's like, bro, you let him test free agency. Like, you could have locked him up during the middle of the year.
Yeah.
You fucked up by allowing him to go test his market. I thought he was going to 40 New York. Mil. 5 years, 40 mil.
Ooh.
And in baseball, all that shit's guaranteed. So he's got 40 mil coming. It's crazy because he only made 21 mil as a player in his career.
Oh, shit.
Because he was during the time before motherfuckers was really starting to get paid. Like,
so Craig Council said that the reason why he needed and wanted a new professional challenge.
Yeah, he's going to a big market team that's going to spend money. That's what it is. That's why I thought he was going to the Mets, to be honest, because the Mets owner is literally willing to just spend as much money. He don't give a fuck because he's a multi-billionaire. He don't give a fuck about money. He'll pay whatever luxury taxes that come the Mets way and all this and that. But yeah, man, it just sucks. Like, being a Wisconsin-born guy, being able to play for your hometown team and then manage your hometown team, have not the greatest success, but still success, constant, continuous playoff team every year, like, always competitive. If we don't make the playoffs, we're damn near, like, to the last couple weeks of the season from not making it. Like, I also feel like it's one of those deals where maybe it was time for the Brewers to kind of move on because we've maybe seen everything that Council can do to help us out.
Yeah.
I don't know really who's in the market for us to go. I know they interviewed a couple people here and there, but
that's what I was going to say, because I see that they're talking about Corbin Burns. Mm-hmm. And that they're not, they doesn't seem like the Brewers is extending his contract.
No, they're going to trade him. They're going to trade him in the offseason. I called that last time. And it's funny because one of my homies lives in Baltimore. He's big time Orioles fan. And he was talking about, like, joking about how the Brewers are going to trade Burns to the Orioles. And I'm like, bro, that makes so much sense for both teams.
That's like an action hero.
Corbin
Burns.
So they said why Craig Council chose the Cubs. He had two goals in mind for his next team. He wanted to reset the managerial pay scales, aka I needed my money.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he got
but he also wanted to stay close to the Midwest. That's why the Mets were never an option.
And also the Brewers, as even with players go, they weren't gonna pay that money for Council.
Right. So it was
So he already knew he was hitting it.
Bring the truck.
Yeah. Or all right. Well, fuck y'all.
I mean, it was either them or the Cardinals. And I know he lives in Wisconsin, so like his family lives here and stuff like that. So like,
Chicago,
I mean,
it makes sense
for that reason. So
that's crazy. So he traded, and he's still gonna be here. And shit.
Yeah. and we're gonna play him 20 sometimes a year.
Like, he's still gonna be here. Like I just really got the bag. Ain't no personal.
I mean, when he comes into town, he's gonna sleep in his house.
No personal. Ain't no personal. A little bit of money, baby.
So this whole ordeal, this is about to shake up some shit, is what you're telling us.
Yeah. I think the Brewers are on a trend to be really bad. Like, like back to like early 2000s Brewers. I think, because
there's nobody. So there's
because we have so much money tied up into Christian Yelich now.
Yeah.
And it's like Adames has to get re-signed. I mean, we got Contreras now, but he's going to have to get re-signed. He actually just won the Silver Slugger today. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. That means one of the best consistent hitters all year.
Yeah.
I mean, we got fucking just young. We got at least the youth last year got a chance to come up and play, so they kind of got a taste of the MLB, so that kind of helps. Hopefully a lot of those guys can kind of have a better year two jump than a lot of them had.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of our star guys, the problem is we still are needing to find positions to fill. And unfortunately, our owner don't want to fucking spend no money. Like, but we do have one of the.
Just sounds a little.
I think we have one of the. What is it? The least rich owners in all of sports.
Yeah.
Like Mark Antanasio, he's got money. He's a rich dude, but like he doesn't have like Steve Ballmer money.
Yeah.
Or like Shad Khan money type shit. You know, like Shad Khan, owner of the Jaguars, and shit. Like, they're multi billionaires.
Caked up.
So it's I just got a feeling that the Brewers are going down bad. I hope that's not the case, obviously, because I like rooting for them. But
I knew that when I seen that they were trying to like kind of like threatening us about the new arena or
and that got approved. Well, that it's in almost in the final stages of approval.
Yeah.
But the problem is if that shit happens, the Brewers got to find some way to get some fucking money to get some players on the field because. Yeah. It's going to be tough having a new renovated stadium with a trash-ass team out there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I was just about to say that.
Like, yeah. Didn't we pay for the last one?
Man, we paid.
Now y'all want to renovate this motherfucker?
Well, MLB told them they need to renovate it, which is fucked up because they got a stadium in Chicago that's like fucking 400 years old. That's way worse shape than
Mark. Wrigley. The Wrigley, yeah.
Like, I know that the Ivy is iconic, but that shit is gross.
For real.
Like, for your stadium, you got some shit on the field where the ball goes into the Ivy, it's the play's dead. It's an automatic double. It's like, bro, that's just random. Like,
that's because the MLB, like, y'all put so much money around this bitch. Yeah. Like, Wrigleyville is.
Yeah, it's cracking.
Wrigleyville is new.
It's definitely cracking. It's cracking.
So, before we get out of here, like, so we had a topic that Bergie brought up again. I mean, not again, but he brought up in a group chat that I thought was pretty dope. Mm-hmm. But which brand has the best athlete roster? So, we're talking about Nike, Under Armour, Reebok, Adidas. Let's break it down. What would you say is the top three? Obviously, Nike.
Nike was easily number one.
Of course. It's Nike. Adidas.
I go Adidas 2. You Adidas, have to say Under Armour 3.
I'm thinking Under Armour. I ain't going to hold you.
I don't know. New Balance?
The only reason why I say Under Armour 3 is because of baseball.
Okay.
Because Nike's easily number one because Nike has the number one athletes in pretty much every sport.
Everybody who extra cold usually goes to Nike.
Usually. But there are a lot of brands like New Balance, for instance, they're kind of on the rise, but it's like,
because like I said, New Balance
has Kawhi.
They got Kawhi.
Are we sleeping on Reebok?
They got Raheem. You
Sterling,
know,
yeah, football, yep.
What sports y'all talking?
It just
as a brand.
Puma got to be in there.
Puma has to
damn near every soccer star.
That's true.
Puma.
That's true. That's true. They do.
So I guess what's the criteria? So then, what are the criteria that we have in
it? Because so is it just North American sports? Like, is that kind of
okay?
Like,
so let's break it. Because Under Armour also, like, they have people like the fucking Rock.
True.
That's true.
True. And we did say athlete.
No more. He an actor now.
He an athlete still though. He retired. We can give him say he retired. We can give
also
him
side topic. Congratulations to the actors getting the strike.
Oh hell
it.
We're doing this event at the North Avenue Market on the 18th. And so I was showing Digi Bacardi the spot, right? And so we there drinking and then we get the news. So then we taking more shots and more drinks. I was shocked last night. I was celebrating because, bro, literally I signed to my agency the day before the strike
that's
happened.
That's crazy.
So I've been waiting this whole time and shit like that.
But to transition back, I still think it's Nike as far as North American sports.
Yeah.
Because I mean Nike's got LeBron.
So let's give Nike like
the de facto number one.
Okay. Who are we going next?
Nike's still number one.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
What's that?
Globally, Nike.
Globally. Yeah.
No, Puma's not giving. No, that's what I'm saying. We're taking Nike out.
Yeah, Nike's
no,
the nobody, de facto
number one. Now, so outside of Nike, where are we going?
Adidas is on the rise. It has been for a while now.
I feel like Adidas is kind of serious.
Cut number two.
Adidas is
clear cut number two.
Yeah, because
you got to go after those two.
Yeah.
So Nike, Adidas, and then that's where we go with the Under Armours, the New Balance.
I mean, because it's like New Balance had a lot.
What about Reebok?
Reebok is starting to come back.
That's a good conversation.
But that was like an early 2000s brand.
They did appoint Shaq and Iverson to positions, right?
Mm-hmm. That's why I was bringing it up. Didn't they just get what's the name from the WNBA? Angel Reese.
Yeah, Angel Reese.
LSU. Mm-hmm. Angel Reese. I mean, yeah. So they
LSU because they took one. They took that first one.
They were very sad at that night.
Prime time, bro. Prime time. Colorado got the women's team balling.
They got James Harden, Damian Lillard, John Wall, Derrick Rose, Donovan Mitchell,
Zach Levine. But even like
KG Perkins.
But even like in baseball, like a shit ton of motherfuckers in baseball.
How do Porzingis shoes look? I don't think I've ever seen a Porzingis shoe.
I don't think he had one. I think he just signed.
Oh, okay. I was saying, not everybody has a Porzingis. Yeah. Like, hey, let me get them Porzingis.
You a wild nugget if you out here rocking the Porzingis.
He said, let me get them unicorns.
Porzingis one.
He said, let me get them unicorns.
Porzingis one. Look at your Porzingis one. Rocking ass out there.
No, but I mean, just even like in football, I mean, a lot of dudes, I mean, shit, actually, Adidas is clear cut number because they got Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And that's just two football guys off the top of my head.
But like I said, Under Armour also got a lot of those NASCAR drivers. But
and also, you know, Jordan ain't bad. Jordan has branched out a lot.
But at the same time, who buying shoes because the NASCAR niggas is wearing them?
I don't know. How many people you know watching NASCAR? We don't know what that seems like.
NASCAR still has a huge following.
I don't know anybody, so I'm gonna just like the only person I is wait, Jeff Gordon. That's a NASCAR.
He's been done racing.
No, I bet he's done, but I'm just like, I just feel like Aunt Denise finna come at both y'all.
Aunt Denise watch it. Yeah,
we have to get her car. Okay,
yeah,
she finna be like, y'all don't know this, and this. Y'all done.
It's crazy because I used to know them.
I was big into NASCAR growing up too, but
I don't let that get pushed out of my memory.
They got Bomb Brady. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Under Armour, Steph Curry and Tom Brady. For sure.
Tom Brady, Michael Phelps. I don't know if Michael Phelps shoes going crazy. The swimmers might be going crazy with it.
They wear shoes. To swim?
I be having swim shoes when I go to the water park.
That's true.
No, you show up in the water park.
What's up?
The water park, Michael Phelps, you gotta wear them shit at the water park, bro. Looking crazy. Like, who is this nigga?
Dog? You gotta spend $50.
Why y'all give dude access?
You can tell by the way I walk.
Swimming like a motherfucker, this nigga trash.
But damn, now this shit has really got me thinking about, like, because, you know, I still think about the baseball aspect, like, of all the people that are rocking baseball gear and shit like that.
Who should have all the MLP people?
I mean, as far as Nike has a lot, Under Armour has like Under Armour has Bryce Harper.
Under Armour, like the damn near like the
but like a lot of MLB like
the
players
sponsors of the MLB.
Hmm?
Ain't they like a damn national sponsor?
The Nike,
MLB? Nike, no, UA, or Nike is.
Nike does the All Star uniforms and shit, just like he does for the NBA and the NFL.
I do see a lot of the MLB stuff, like a lot of the players wearing the Under Armour shoes.
Yeah, they do. Because you're allowed like to pretty much wear whatever you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a lot of those dudes don't even really be having contracts. They just be wearing what's comfortable for them.
Yeah.
But I know like Corey Seager, the dude I was talking about last week, the World Series MVP, he's assigned to Adidas.
Bro, you know that, speaking of shoes and deals, did y'all know that Nike tried to give Stone Cold Steve Austin a shoe?
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah. Bro, the boots that he had.
That's hard.
Because, and he is,
why the hell that didn't happen?
No, because it's Stone Cold. Stone Cold told the story. He said, Nike came to me and wanted to give me a shoe. But the brand that I had, I thought eventually, he said, my manager told me, this brand's going to come to you. That brand never came to him.
Damn.
And so he missed out on the Nike. But they was going to give him the Stone Cold Steve Austin boots.
Bro. Yeah.
I'd have been out here whooping somebody's ass.
Stomping a mud hole in somebody with some 316.
Put on the motherfucking, the Air Force High Stone Cold. We got to beat the fuck out of one of y'all niggas. Bro.
You know them shits would have looked just like Tim's.
Stone Cold Steve Austin Nike boots would have went crazy.
You know, right? You know, and
stunnered the fuck out of one of y'all niggas.
It also depends on what kind of work. Because wrestling shoes are different than regular shoes. Walk them shits are flat at the bottom.
Yeah, would have walked in the bar and just kicked the fuck out of one of y'all. Stone Cold stunned the fuck out of one of y'all niggas. What?
You have it backwards.
Uh oh.
What?
He had the Nike.
The deal he missed was because he was waiting for Nike.
Oh, he was waiting. Oh, the other way.
So his agent told him, "Hey, I got Nike."
The company
and the company that was there was a company who legit wanted
his the boots that he wear. He talks about that brand all the time.
It's called High Tech, and then his agent hit him was like, "You might want to hold out." I kind of made it sound like, "Hey, I got Nike on the line. You want to hold out for them?"
Oh, so
and when Nike never came.
Oh, Nike.
And then he went back and was like, Man, why I think Nike was going to use the rest of the moves?
Stone Cold
started
his manager and shit. Like,
he's definitely.
I'm gonna edit this part out because I want people to know. I want people to run with the story that Stone Cold could have had a Nike move. Nah, I'm gonna keep it.
That'd be hard. That'd be hard though.
Yeah,
definitely would be hard. All right, Nike, y'all fucked up.
One last random topic. I know we running out of time. We gotta get 5 more minutes. All right, who, like, what person who's not traditionally would have had a shoe that you think would have had a hard shoe? Like how we just said Stone Cold would have had a hard shoe.
Okay.
Somebody that's not traditionally that you would like, wait, if they had a shoe that you probably would fuck with.
Nick Young, Swaggy P.
Swaggy P?
Swaggy P would have had a hard shoe, bro. What do Swaggy P.
I mean, I guess mostly I think of NBA players because of signature shoes, but like, shit. Everybody I'm thinking of got a fucking shoe.
I'm going to go with The Rock. The Rock. If they would have gave The Rock a shoe, I think The Rock would have had. Because remember, he was stylish as a bitch. And
no, I got one different to go wrestling. Shawn Michaels. Because he was actually Sweet Chin Music.
Shawn Michaels would have been fire. Matter of fact, y'all let us know in the comments down there, man. Yeah. Let us know.
Did y'all have a shoe?
No.
Y'all let us know in the comments who y'all think would have had a dope ass shoe that never had a shoe in any profession. Yeah, it doesn't matter. In really any dope profession, pick somebody. But remember, man, follow us on all social media. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Off the Clock Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Deuces. This has been Bergie. This has been Jake Exclusive, and we are out.
Peace.
One.
Yes, sir.
I was laughing because